PlayStation UK starts.
Hello and welcome to the PlayStation Show UK podcast version 1.5. I'm one of your hosts, Zonal Ripper, and with me tonight I have
Mary 2011.
So we're back again. You obviously are glutton for punishment, but we got some more exciting information for you.
We got the go-ahead from EDD. Nice one, mate.
Yeah, he obviously didn't listen to the podcast, I'm thinking.
No, I don't think he did, no. I think that a little backhanded bribe obviously worked.
Yes, yeah. maybe we should get stuck straight in. Maybe I'll start with what I've been playing.
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Well, last week, obviously, I was playing the awesome game that was Planet 51. I have now finished Planet 51. I haven't got a trophy mention yet, but I did platinum it.
Trophy mention. Bling!
Bling! Nice. So, platinum that, so that's my 38th platinum now.
Trophy whore.
Yes, and from the comments in the last podcast, they all know we are trophy whores.
I'm not, I don't know what you're talking about.
Actually, I think it came out that you were the biggest trophy whore.
No, I've told you before, my wife puts a gun to my head and makes me play these games for trophies. I don't care either way if I get them or not.
Right, okay. I'll remember that next time you ask for tips for a trophy.
Yeah, but well, you know, I don't want to be shot in the face, do I?
Well, that's true.
I need the tips.
Yeah, you need the tips. Okay. Apart from finishing Platinum 51, I picked up a few games after my birthday. Picked up Lego Indiana Jones 2. Yeah, you picked that up as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Me and my wife have been playing through that. It's a good girlfriend game or wife game.
See, I picked it up because when I was shopping for games, my little boy said, "I so want this game." So how could I resist? But anyway, yeah, so I picked up Indiana Jones because the boy was begging for it.
Yep.
We played a little bit of it. But the problem is, he's coming up to 6 years old and he just wants to run around bashing everything. When it comes to doing the storyline, what you actually need to do, he doesn't know. Which gets me frustrated, and then him frustrated, and then we end up turning it off. But...
Can you not play it in the evening and then do the free play with him, like, the day after?
Yeah, that's
when you've got all the levels done.
I was thinking I was going to have to do... But it's just got no online co-op, has it?
Yes, it has.
Has it?
Yes.
Ah. I didn't think it had for some reason.
Yeah, it does. I had a look. I haven't played it online. But there it has.
Okay, maybe it's something we could get together.
Well, I finished all the story now. All I've got to do is just unlock everything.
Oh, right. Have you got all the chests and whatever they are you need to?
No, I've got a couple more to do.
Oh, right, okay. All right, well, maybe I'll just play it in the evening then and you can just jump in. As I say, he's happy just to smash everything up, so.
Yeah, I think he's only two player, so if I joined, he wouldn't be able to play.
Right, okay. No, fair enough. But, anyway, yeah, so I'll pick that up and... I do like it when we're not arguing about it. Transformers, The War for Cybertron.
Yep.
Picked that up. Obviously you brought it around and we had a go and I liked it. I think we agreed, it's very like Unreal. It's got that fast sort of pace to it and, I like it. And obviously we kicked off starting the co-op the other day. Up to level two.
Three.
Now. Oh, three, yes. That's
we've done level two, yeah.
Level two, so we're on to level three. But I'm enjoying that, and I think everyone should buy it.
Yes, need to get a group online and play on the multiplayer maps.
Yeah, so this is something I don't hear the PlayStation Show talk about much, and I don't think anyone's actually got Transformers on that show.
I don't think they have, no. I don't think they like fun, that's why they don't buy games that are actually fun.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
Especially if your name's B. Smith or so.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
But I don't know, I think they should get it. So I think it'd be a good community night game.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should start our own the PlayStation Show UK community night. What
yes, we'd have to decide on a night and a time, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And if anyone would join us, I suppose. I don't...
Probably not.
No.
Mm-hmm. We've got to get people listening to the show first.
That's true, yeah. So yeah. Maybe just one listener's not enough at the moment.
No.
Okay.
Although that would be good if there's one listener listening, because you can play three-player co-op.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So that one listener who's listening to us...
If you're very good at Transformers, you could help us do escalation mode and get the gold trophy on that.
Yes, yes. But you have to be good. That's the only...
Yeah. You need to carry us.
Yes, because I'm shit.
Yeah, and so am I.
All right. moving on from Transformers, though, for my birthday, I also got the God of War collection. I played through, obviously, God of War 3. This is God of War 3 was the first time I played a God of War series. I never played the first two anyway.
Didn't you have the one on the PSP?
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's right. Chains of Olympus. Yes, I did have that on the PSP, which I enjoyed. And then the first sort of PlayStation version was God of War 3.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed, so I thought going back and playing these would be good. I've made a start on the first one. Not very far through, but I've already got to one of the sex scenes already.
Awesome.
That's so funny.
Is there much boobage?
There is quite a bit of boobage. There's a bit of threesome going on.
Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
But that was quite good. Obviously, you can tell... I mean, the graphics are quite good, but you can tell it was made quite a few years ago. Mm. But the graphics are still quite... The graphics are actually better than the cutscenes.
Are they pre-rendered, the cutscenes, then?
Yes, they are. They're pre-rendered sort of video clips, so they look awful compared to the actual graphics now of in-game. but that's it. Oh, yeah, I'm really liking them, and hoping, you know, two platinums on one disc, it's got to be worth it.
That's what I'm looking forward to in the Sly collection. Three platinums
on one disc. Is it all going to be on one disc, then, that?
I'm guessing probably we'll be able to get on one disc.
Yeah, it wasn't that big, was it?
So, no. And the first game was quite short as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I never really played them that much, but... Oh, so you rave about.
I've got all three of them on the PlayStation 2. I've still got the discs.
Yeah. And I think that's it for now. I mean, there is one other game, but I think we're going to talk about that together.
Yeah.
At the end. So you want to kick off what you've been playing?
Yeah, on to me. I've started Singularity. I bought the day after we did our last podcast. I am enjoying it. I know it's had mixed reviews, but I am enjoying it. I'm doing it on hard, so it can be a bit frustrating, especially as you only take a few hits to die. And the hardest... Sorry?
Yeah, obviously they say that this game has stolen stuff from other first-person shooters.
Yeah.
But does it do it in a good way?
Yeah, it does do it in a good way, yes.
So what sort of things...
Exploding barrels. Are,
okay, exploding barrels.
Monster closets.
Okay.
Although there are not very many people come out of those. Mutant things running around after you. Most annoying bad guys are actually like these little crab things that kind of swarm at you.
Okay.
And then pop when they get to you.
Oh, okay. Like
you think they wouldn't be that
crabs.
Bad because they're not that big.
Kamikaze crabs.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I have to kind of use the deadlock mode and kill them that way. I'll talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm getting closer to the end now. I don't think it's that long of a game, but it's taking me a bit long because I keep doing the same bits over and over because of doing it on hard. I've done one big boss battle on a railway track over a ravine.
Okay.
Which is good. Yeah. Took me a few attempts to kill him, but he did go down eventually. Shot him in the face and he was gone.
Nice.
That was fun. I enjoyed a bit down in... You have to go down to one, and there's writing crossed out, and you can use a TME, time manipulation device, to rewind time on it to see what it says, and listen to, like, audio logs, kind of like Bioshock, another thing that's been stolen out of another game.
Yeah.
And it basically gives you hints, and one of the hints is the fact that all the monsters in the sewers are blind and can only hear you. So this sewer bit that would only maybe take, you know, a couple of minutes to go through, I'm just creeping all the way through it.
Yeah.
And walking around these blind monsters that are kind of patrolling the sewers. Well, they're not monsters, they're kind of mutated humans with big hunchbacks and freaky burnt off skin and all that kind of thing.
It sounds like they've got a bit of random sort of enemies going on, like crabs and hunchbacks and...
Yeah, the big boss I fought on the train was massive. That was a kind of a massive crab, but kind of had, it was more of a, like, maybe more of a praying mantis kind of shape.
Okay, alright.
And that was maybe about three stories big. It's quite enjoyable. And with the explosive barrels, you, as well as just blowing them up, you can actually pick them up and throw them. Because the, time manipulation device has a kind of gravity gun from Half-Life thing on it where you can literally pick things up and throw them at the enemies.
Oh, right, okay.
That's quite another thing that's stolen.
Yeah.
But it may have a lot of things that are copied, but it does do them all well.
So how good is the time shift stuff? So you can rewind time, or was that not?
No, you can't rewind time. As you go through the game, it's basically based in now time.
Okay.
And you kind of turn up on this little island off the coast of Russia, I believe. I can't remember what the island's called. After some weird readings have given off. As you fly over the top of the island, you kind of get hit by an EMP and you crash. And then you have to find your buddy who was there in helicopter with, who is Nathan Drake, basically. Nolan North again in his little thing. And you kind of, as you're going through the game, at one point you suddenly zip back to the 1950s when they're working on this island.
Okay, we're not giving any spoilers here, right?
No, we're not giving any spoilers away. This is common knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, they found this new element called E99,
okay,
which can manipulate time, basically, and you get a device that can actually do it. But really, all it does is you can pull things out of different time periods and rewind time on boxes. So there's a broken box, and you need to get it over a fence, you can like rewind time on it and it makes it like it was when it was new.
Right, okay.
Or you can put the broken box underneath a door and make it new and the door will kind of go up.
Oh, well, I see, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay, well, it sounds
And then
like...
there's the deadlock, which I talked about earlier.
Yep.
Which basically you fire it like a big ball, a big blue sphere, and it makes a massive ball of energy and all the enemies that are inside it I've kind of stopped in time, and you can run in there at full speed, fire loads of bullets, and they kind of hang in the air, and then go run out of it, turn it off again, and then everybody dies, hit the bullets at them.
Well, that sounds quite interesting, actually.
That's a nice little feature. That's the only way I can defeat those little crab things, which are a pain in the arse.
Yeah. That sounds quite good.
It is a good game, yeah. I enjoy it.
How much do you pay for it?
It was, I think it's full price, £40, but I traded in three games and got that and, Borderlands for £22, both of them together. So
is it worth the price or tag or?
I'd say so, yeah. Okay. There's been a negative thingy, but I think that's just because it rips everything off, basically.
You get these people that don't like when games copy stuff, but if they do it in a good way.
The same thing, aren't they?
Well, exactly, the yeah. But if they do the game in a way that's, you know, intuitive and it works, then I can't see the problem with it. Even if it is copying something exactly. Like you say, like the gravity gun from Half-Life. Now that was a brilliant gun, I think.
Yeah.
So why not, yeah, steal that into another game and, it sounded good.
And every Call of Duty every year is exactly the same and no one moans about those.
Exactly, yeah, that's true.
That's it. Okay. Moving on, after I started Singularity, I then moved on to try and finish off the Saboteur.
Yep.
I finished the story, like I said last time, but now I've gone round and done all the side missions and upgraded all of my perks. The perks are basically, you have to do a certain amount of things and then you unlock it and then it unlocks something to help you. And there's a bronze, a silver and a gold on each of the things, each of the perks.
Okay.
And then each different bronze, silver, or gold, you have to do something different to unlock it. So there's like one for like a gold perk for explosives, which was for blowing up four train bridges. Nazi train bridges to stop them going across. And, or there's one for running over a certain amount of Nazis in the car, or the one I was having the most trouble was killing, blowing up 20 vehicles with one vehicle.
What? Which,
yeah, exactly, and they can batter you, but I managed to do that by...
as in, I'm guessing, like, you stay in that vehicle and then destroy 20 others. Not in one 20, go, obviously.
Yeah, in that one vehicle, yeah.
But not in one go?
Yes, yeah, all in one go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Rather than using a tank, which I was trying to use, because they basically just surround you and kill you,
yeah.
They have a lot of AA guns on top of buildings, and I just got in one of those, killed all the Nazis around it, and then got an alert on me. And then whenever the Nazis drove up the road in their vans to drop off Nazis to shoot me, I just blowed them up.
Ah.
It took a while, but I did manage to do it, because sometimes they don't come for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I've done all the side missions now, which are about as long as the single player, the side missions. All I've got now to do now is blow up every single Nazi installation there is in the game, and hopefully I should platinum that.
Trophy haul.
No, never. moving on, I've got a little bit further in Sam and Max episode 4, but now I'm completely stuck. So I'll maybe wait until there's a fac out for it to help me get past this bit.
You always seem to get that in these Sam and Max games, that there'd just be one point in the game where you'd be stuck.
And it's always something really obvious as well that you don't think about.
That's the worst thing, you'll read the fac and then go, oh, for Christ's sake, I'm sure I tried that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so you're stuck on a bit now, but so last time you said it was probably shorter than the rest. Are you still thinking that, or
maybe not? I'm not sure. Maybe it's just because I've been wandering around for such a long time. That's what's made it last longer. Trying to figure this damn thing.
I think I lost you a bit then.
I was just saying, we talk about Borderlands now.
Yeah. Okay. Also, obviously, part of my birthday money, I picked up Borderlands. Now I had it before, but that was on rental. So I've sent that back and bought myself a copy. I can't remember what I paid for it. 19 quid, something like that. And still loving it.
$17.50.
That was it?
Yeah.
Bastards. But, but yeah, I'm still loving it. I mean, we haven't played it for a little bit now. And obviously, it was last weekend that we had that big session.
Yeah, was it Sunday, wasn't it?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the last time I played it, because I don't want to play it on my own. I only want to play it co-op.
Yeah, and I think like you said before, it's more enjoyable.
Yes.
The more people there are. So obviously we got Here Comes Bod. We made him buy it.
His flatmate has it, so he nicked it off his flatmate, because his flatmate now is finished with it. So he does technically have a copy, just he didn't buy it.
Okay, fair enough. We should get Bunker Cougar to get it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. He's playing Just Cause at the moment.
Oh, right, okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good game. First-person shooter. What do they call them? A role-playing shooter, I suppose they call them, don't they?
Yeah.
I've never really been bothered too much about the role-playing part of games. I've never been a big role-playing game sort of person.
You're missing out.
Maybe, but... The actual Borderlands role-playing bit is actually quite enjoyable. And obviously it makes you, the way they designed it, it makes you want to increase that
more.
XP. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We definitely need to get back onto that and play some more.
Well, I did manage to get to level 19 in one day, which wasn't bad. But then we did have, at one point we had a level 61 person helping us, didn't we? A random joined.
Yes.
He basically just killed everything for us and we got the experience. He also gave me lots of items that I sold and got the trophy for becoming a millionaire in the first half an hour of playing it, which is nice.
Nice.
I've also got a level 59 sniper rifle that I can't use yet either. And I don't know if I don't buy the DLC.
I was going to say, because the original game only goes up to a level 50, doesn't it?
Yeah, level 50.
And
yeah.
It's the... DLC that makes it go.
But if we're enjoying it, I don't see why. Maybe it'll be game share. I'll buy one of them, you buy the other. Because I think that one of them is a bit rubbish, isn't it? And you don't actually get anything for doing it. No experience or anything.
Oh right, okay.
Isn't that the Dome of Mad Moxie or something?
That's
that one you don't get anything for. So if we kind of avoid that one.
But trophies?
I don't think it has. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But apparently it's supposed to be a really long slog trying to get through it and spend hours just going through loads of waves of enemies.
Right. Okay. So. But then maybe after the podcast we can jump on and play a bit more.
Yep.
I think, anything else you've been, playing, or is that it?
No, you haven't got anything else to say about, Borderlands?
I don't think so. I say I enjoy it, and,
when you iron up my character's boobs, so I'm playing as the woman.
Oh, she's got a nice little round boobies.
Yeah.
And, a very pert bum. But then I realise...
Takes after me.
See, I look at your character and think, hello. But then it has your name above it. I went, no. See, if I could hide your name, I could probably fantasise a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. There's no bend over me button either.
Oh, god damn it. But I can't remember who I'm playing with. Oh, I'm playing the sniper guy at the moment. Because there's that trophy for playing as, or getting character up to level 5 and then using their special 20 odd times, isn't there?
Yeah, I've done that. No, I didn't. The woman I am, it was just for killing someone once with a special move.
Oh, was trophy. It?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I got that as soon as I used it. Her phase move.
Is that one where she disappears and then does that sound?
Goes invisible.
Through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've now upgraded that now so that she sets people on fire when she does that.
Actually, I've done that with mine. Mine's the eagle or the hawk, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
You basically send it out and it will go and attack an enemy. Pretty much one shot kill. It'll go attack it, kill it straight away. Mm. And obviously I've just recently I attached the flame attachment to it. So also sets a group of them on fire if they're near. So.
I got my flame attachment from the level 61 guy who nicely dropped it for me.
Oh, right. He's obviously played it way too much, then.
Yes, I think he did, yeah. Especially, like I say, he dropped these loads of different add-ons, which was one for each of the characters, but I'm only going to play it through with the lady. Plus, okay. For some reason, I don't know why, but the her add-on was, like, from level 12 onwards, but all the other add-ons for the other characters were levels, like, 50. So right. I couldn't have used them anyway.
Yeah.
It was weird.
So I think that's a bit of a... I don't know, there's a bit of a letdown, because like I say, you jump on with someone, they give you this gun, but you can't use it. No, obviously you could sell it, but I think if you picked up a gun that might be, I don't know, level 50 or what, I can't see why you can't use it.
Then it'll stop you from grinding then, won't it? It gives you the more oomph, I've got to get these levels, but then you've also got to get the levels so I can use this awesome gun that I'm holding onto.
I suppose, yeah, but, I don't know. I just want to use the gun I've got that I was given. It's like level 49, but I just can't.
Yeah. Just like my sniper rifle. Like, I think I went to see how much it was worth to sell it, and I think it's like 1.5 million.
Jesus.
I was tempted, but I've noticed the more money you have, the more it charges you for respawning.
Oh, right, okay.
It costs me 16 grand each time I die.
Man, I must admit I can't remember.
So I don't really want to get any more money unless I run out. So.
Yeah.
Not to die.
I think that's it for games we've been playing.
It is, yep.
Do we want to move on to sort of any news or...?
Yeah. News we've heard today. It's now been removed from buy.com, but the listings and prices for a Call of Duty Black Ops were on buy.com. There was a Prestige Edition and a Hard Edition. This is in dollars.
Yep.
And the hardened one was $79.99. There wasn't any details of what was in those deals, but maybe we could speculate and think about maybe what it was.
Okay, I think is it a Prestige edition?
Prestige is the expensive one.
Expensive
yeah.
one. I think that comes with a prostitute.
You reckon? Awesome.
Yes. A lifetime prostitute.
Right, okay.
Just
any particular race in like from the Philippines or Russian or just one that lives around the corner from you so you can go home and have a break every now and then?
Yeah, see, knowing Activision, obviously bringing out, it's probably going to be the cheapest slut around.
Yeah.
Like your Village Bicycle, I suppose.
Yeah.
And the hardened edition.
Yeah.
Probably some Viagra.
Viagra. Okay.
Flashlight.
Fleshlight.
Oh, fleshlight. Yeah. Fleshlight. Yes.
With this prostitute edition, maybe there's a trophy for coming first in a multiplayer game while she's sucking you off. Eh? Extra challenge, trying to concentrate.
No emphasis on the coming first.
Yeah, coming first.
Coming first. Yes. Bling. Okay, Prestige Edition. Now, the last one come with the night vision goggles.
Yeah, but this is based before that, isn't it? Like in the Vietnam and the 80s era, so maybe they wouldn't have had night vision goggles that worked as well then.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I don't know what the sort of stats were for people who brought the Prestige Edition. What could it be?
Maybe some stickers or like a concept art book, maybe a DVD.
Yeah, but for that price.
Yeah, whereas Activision. No. Oh, Bobby Kotick needs the money, doesn't he?
That's true. And then
he must be a hard life him trying to scrape by the money he's got.
Yes, maybe it comes with something you have to subscribe to again.
Yeah, well, they did mention that maybe Call of Duty might be a subscription based shooter from now on.
Maybe the
hardened edition one basically buys you maybe a couple of months or maybe 6 months worth of online gaming if it's subscription based.
Possibly. I don't know. I still think they're going to chuck something in. I just don't know what it's going to be. Maybe a replica gun. No, they can't do that.
No.
I wouldn't be allowed to do that, so maybe not. No. I don't know, but be interesting to see. And what was the
final figure of one of the characters?
Oh, Christ, yeah. But the Hardens one last time. And that was just like... Oh, that come with the original Call of Duty, didn't it?
I don't remember. I only remember there was the one, and it had everything in it. I don't think there was two... There wasn't two last time. I'm sure it was just one... The normal, just buy the game on its own, and then the one which had the night vision, the original Call of Duty, and whatever else was in it.
Oh, I could have sworn they had the hardened in between. So you had the veteran one with night vision, prestige one, sorry, and then the hardened one.
Yeah.
Basically didn't have the night vision goggles, but it had the original Call of Duty and some art books or whatever. I don't know, but yeah, I think the hardened edition is going to be something like that. So like, artworks and, you know, scrap work and stuff like that. Just basically anything they can get more money for.
Yeah, anything they, before the franchise dies a death, like Guitar Hero.
Yeah. So Prestige Edition, day one?
No. I think I might, this year's Call of Duty might just be a rent for me, I think, to be honest with you.
A rent, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet.
No.
I love the single player. Unlike most of the world, the multiplayer's okay, but I love the single player.
I agree with you. I really enjoyed the single player Modern Warfare 2. But then this will be a different game because it's a different period, and so it won't carry on the story. Plus, Infinity Ward aren't writing the story anymore, so...
That's true. But, I think I always say this every year. But I'm not sure if I'm going to buy it. I always end up buying it, so... I don't know. I think it's the hype that surrounds the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then the hype for this game isn't massive at the moment, is it?
No.
So apart from all the Call of Duty fanboys, probably.
Yeah. Let's just hope that no one buys the Hardened or Prestige Edition and they learn not to put them any out anymore.
Well, that is unless it actually does come with a prostitute.
Yeah.
And then I will be buying.
Is there enough room in your bed for three people?
Always room. There's always room for three plus.
Awesome.
So, any time your wife's feeling a bit lonely.
Or me, if I want to come round.
If you want to come round. Yeah. You know, we keep it in the podcast family.
Yes.
Actually, we haven't mentioned that, obviously, Bunker Cougar and Here Comes Bod are not with us tonight.
No, I think everyone would have maybe gathered that by now.
Well, yeah, also they gathered that, but we haven't explained the reasons.
Well, Here Comes Bod is a dirty stop out and has gone out for the evening.
Yeah.
We would say dirty stop out, but he doesn't really ever pull. sorry, Bod, but you know it's true. And Bunker Cougar doesn't have a PC, so couldn't do it this week, because this week we're not sitting around my dining room table, we are over Skype.
Yes.
I don't know if you'll notice, because the quality of the sound is better, hopefully.
Or not, or the glitches, you might be able to tell that we're doing via Skype.
Yeah.
Also, I think Here Comes Bod was a little bit upset when he found me and his mum the other night.
Yeah, that was bad, yeah. You were at one end and I was at the other end, weren't you?
Exactly. So it's not a good position
to be. Not a good way to walk in to find a spit roast going on.
But, mind you, I mean, E. Diddy and that had a few speculations, but there's been a few arguments, so, between us.
Yeah.
We'll just keep it under the hat for now.
And the covers.
And the covers. Yeah, and lock the door next time.
Lock the door so he can't come in. Well, you know, your mum is going to be moving above him, above his flat soon, so you want to watch out.
Well, I've warned my mum.
Yeah, that's it.
And so if there are any holes come up through the floor.
That's it.
They're not glory holes, so.
No. She needs a big stick where she can just literally just poke him in the eye.
Exactly.
Whenever he's up there.
Yeah.
Like looking through the hole. Alright, anyway, sorry, we went off on a tangent.
Sorry, yeah, tangent.
We move on to Insomniac Games. Releasing their what the next game's going to be before PAX, and it's going to be a specific PS3 game, specifically for the PS3.
Okay.
Not the EA Partners game, so maybe Resistance 3.
Bound to be, surely.
Or new Ratchet and Clank. Big number, I suppose, between Resistance and Ratchet and Clank, though, I think.
Yeah. I think it's got to be Resistance 3.
Hmm.
I can't see why they wouldn't. The Resistance 2 was taken to rather well by the community in that, so.
I preferred Resistance 1 online than the second one, though, to be honest with you. There was just too many people in one game in the second one. It didn't seem to play as well. I played about two matches of the second one compared to Resistance 1. I was on it all the time.
Yeah.
But I think that was also because it was my first real online game. It was my first. So just after getting the PlayStation and really enjoying it online for the first time.
Actually, when I picked up my PlayStation, obviously the first Resistance had been out for a while, and it wasn't long before Resistance 2 was coming out.
Yeah.
And around that time, the hype for Resistance games were still good.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, Resistance 2 has sort of died off a bit now. I don't know if anyone ever plays it.
No. But like I say, the first one was so much better. So if they can keep maybe the whole map, the way the maps are and the way it played onto the first one rather than the second one, that'd be better for me, I think.
Yeah.
Because I also enjoyed the maps much better in the first one than the second one. Like the train yard comes to mind, the train station, that was a good map. And
Yeah,
I didn't really like the co-op online either. It didn't really work for me. Just doing the waves after waves of bad guys.
Yeah, so they keep that sort of game mode seems to be coming into most games now, doesn't it?
Yeah, they need to just do it right. Maybe not just doing that, maybe if they kind of make a new story or incorporate maybe four people in the original story, in the single player story, then it might be better. Than just sticking a monster box at the end of one of the levels and making more monsters come out of it one wave after the other.
Yeah. Okay. I think the news is bound to be Resistance 3, I reckon.
Yeah, we're putting our money on that.
Oh, are we putting money on it?
No. Figuratively speaking.
Oh, I think so. What do you think? Resistance 3?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Resistance 3, yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. Okay, any more news?
Square Enix have registered the European trademark of Gun Loco. So maybe a new first-person shooter from Square. Or maybe a game a bit like Just Cause 2. That was another Square Enix game.
Square Enix are throwing out the games at the moment, aren't they?
They are, yeah. But this might not come out for another year or another couple of years if they've only just trademarked the name.
Yeah, was it Gun Loco?
Gun Loco, like Loco Roco.
Yeah. Any speculation what you think that'd be?
Not a clue. No.
It's, I don't know. See, the fact that it's got the logo on a bit, it sounds a bit cartoony, sort of, shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a kind of a mad one, kind of all over the place, shooting everything you can with as crazy weapons as you can get your hands on.
Possibly, yeah. And the logo. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thinking maybe we should take a little break and then come back with, you know, possibly games we're looking forward to and what we're going to play next.
Yep. Phase. Okay, we'll see you after the break. And we're back. I have a drink, so I'm ready to go.
I have a beverage. Okay.
You have a beverage? Awesome. Okay, next item on here is Capcom will be making eight episodes, which are going to be three, of Dead Rising, a movie. They are going to be released in Japan in the next few weeks. Let's hope they come over here. What do you reckon of that?
Eight episodes. So as in eight films?
I think it's like an eight-episode long film.
Right, okay.
And they're free.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll be available on the web, but if you get them from Japan, you won't be able to understand what anyone's saying.
Yeah.
Although I don't think you need to translate, brains.
Well, what's brains in Japanese?
I don't know. Oh, brains!
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. Dead Rising is just a mad game.
Yep.
The shopping malls full of zombies. Now, can you make that into a film?
Japan can. You've seen some of their kung fu movies.
Yes,
I bet there'll be people like flying through the air doing kicks and wires and...
Is this going to be a real life action film?
I believe it's a real life action one.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but that's the only information I've got, is that they're making eight kind of feature-length movie, or eight, series of eight films.
You could probably see it more manga.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm not that fussed about it.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see if we hear any more about it, to regards to what it actually is, but...
Bundle it in with the game, you never know.
Yes.
Walkbeat DLC or something, I don't know. Could maybe
if
they got
some
sort of story, it could link the two games. I know that that's what the prequel thing is going to be doing, but that's only coming out on the Xbox, isn't it?
Yes.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Okay, next, the new Driver game. I know we both enjoyed the first one. I think we played that quite a bit back in the day.
Emphasis on the first one.
Yeah.
Because the others, I played them, but they...
Well, Driver 2 wasn't too bad, but Driver 3 was a disgrace.
It was. But then is that not because we had too much of the same going on?
Yeah.
Maybe. The first one was basic. I mean, you couldn't even get out your car or do anything on that one.
But it was the first game like that.
Well, exactly. It was the first game like that.
Driving around, chase, getting away from the policemen.
Yes.
Going around corners with your hubcaps flying off in a different direction. It was awesome.
It was good. And I think, like you say, because that was the first one, it was really good. The second one, okay. The first one was good, so everyone wanted the sequel. And the third one was like, hold on, well, this is much the same.
Mm.
So, another Driver? Have they left it long enough since the third one to people?
I think so, yeah. The last one did come out on the PlayStation 2 and original Xbox, so I think it has been long enough. But this one is got the whole coma thing. Have you heard anything about that?
Coma?
Yeah, I think it carries on straight from Driver 3, the story.
Yep.
And I believe at the end of the third one, Tanner, the cop, gets blown up in some sort of way. I can't exactly remember. So in this game, he's in a coma.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he ends up in a coma, and he doesn't know he's in a coma, but he can basically take over people's bodies and drive their cars. So if you're in a pursuit in San Francisco somewhere and the guy you're chasing makes a turn, but you miss it, you can press a button, zoom out Google Maps style, then possess a different person's car that's going in the right direction to carry on the chase.
Ooh. So that sounds quite interesting, actually.
It does. And I believe it also has a multiplayer that works exactly the same. Okay. Maybe four people, I believe. I don't know exactly how what that entails, but I've heard that multiplayer is that.
Yeah. Well. Okay, it makes it, yeah. It sounds different enough to possibly be quite good.
Maybe. I think you level up the character as well, and so you can zoom out further away, so you can take on cars that are further away from you as the game progresses as well.
Okay, so it sounded even more different. Maybe they're just using the driver brand name.
Yeah, I don't think you can get out of your car now either. So okay. It's gone back to its roots. There's no running around. It's literally car chases and that's it.
Yeah.
So that could work, I think.
Yeah.
You can keep on the whole steady car chasing thing and have some really good chases. Maybe bring back the film editor from the first one so you can edit your good films. Maybe upload them onto YouTube. Not a lot of games nowadays are doing that.
Yeah. Sounds interesting enough. So, well, what are we talking here though? Like, next year or end of next year?
I've no idea when it's coming out. Yeah. I didn't think about looking that up.
Oh well.
Maybe do my research next time.
Research for a podcast? How dare
you?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Talking about old games, like we were on Thriver, Dreamcast games coming out on the PSN.
Yes.
Good news? Or bad news?
Good news or bad news? Are we talking improved graphics and...
I believe so, yeah, I think they're going to be upscaled.
Okay.
Would you rather have them upscale their Dreamcast games on the PSN, or would you rather have a Mega Drive 3? New console from Sega, anyone?
Yeah, I can hear the tumbleweed coming in. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so upscale the games. Okay, yeah. But then that means Crazy Taxi in HD, that's it.
Yes, that would be good.
Yes.
I know everyone loves Shenmue, I never actually played it, but if they ever bring it out, maybe... It sounded like my kind of game, but I never had a Dreamcast. Maybe I'd give that a go as well, if Shenmue came out.
Yeah. I never played that, but yeah, it did have some good... So yeah, they could relive some of the games that probably should have gotten more hype than what they did.
I'm sure I heard that Sonic Heroes is going to be coming out as well. I think that Crazy Taxi and Sonic Heroes are the only two games that so far have been confirmed.
Okay. What about...
I'm not sure which one Sonic Heroes is.
Choo Choo Rocket.
Choo Choo Rocket. I don't think I've ever played that either.
See, I never played it, but there are some people that love it.
Hmm.
I know one of our other mates, Fallen DJ, he always used to play that.
Yeah. Speaking of our friend Fallen DJ, we may have a guest on our show in the later weeks from him.
Yes, and possibly Mr. Slugger as well.
Maybe also be a future host.
Yes, he's looking to join us. We're doing our strict tests on
English
him.
English only?
Hey?
English only as well?
English only.
English only host?
Yeah.
You've got to be English or you're not allowed in.
Yeah. Yes. And you have to have a dirty mind.
Yeah.
Yes. There is tests you can do to see if you can pass the PlayStation Show UK podcast.
So, any other games you'd like to see on the Dreamcast? Or from the Dreamcast?
Just trying to think. I did play it a few times, but... I mean, I never owned a Dreamcast myself.
No, me neither.
But I always played it when we went round to mate's house and... But all I really remember is Crazy Taxi.
Mm. Well, I think they released a version of that on the PlayStation 2, didn't they?
Well, actually, Crazy Taxi, or was it named something else?
I'm sure it was just Crazy Taxi.
Hmm.
I'm sure, I could be wrong. I remember playing a version that wasn't on the Dreamcast, and it was just Crazy Taxi.
Yeah. No, I can't think of any that's jumping to mind in a way. I think was brilliant.
No. I have to see what they bring out.
Yes.
Yep.
Any more news or?
Nope, over to you.
Okay, well I'm thinking of, going on to sort of games that are coming out of the end part of this year, obviously we're getting nearer towards the last part of this year when all the games come out and never enough money to buy. If there's any game that you've seen that you might, you're thinking of getting or curious about seeing or anything like that. So, I mean, I'll start off. And now this comes from Austin D, and I don't know if you listened to the latest PlayStation show.
Yep.
You know, he was talking about Kane and Lynch multiplayer.
Okay.
Now, obviously we both downloaded the demo and we both didn't like it. But I never actually tried the multiplayer.
No.
Now, when Austin D was going on about the multiplayer, it actually sounded quite interesting. The whole, we can infiltrate or play the policeman undercover and you have to try and kill him without them knowing.
Good as well.
Yes, yeah, it sounded quite good. Now, I wish I didn't delete the demo and played a bit more of the multiplayer. So Kane Lynch, did that come out this Friday? Or?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
I remember it's either this week or next week, but maybe a rent then. I might rent it, but I'm just curious to see the multiplayer, because it just sounded quite interesting.
Just download the demo again.
Well, yeah, but then it didn't have that undercover cop one, did it? It just had the heist. We have to steal that
for me. Yeah, I suppose. But you could still try it out, though, couldn't you, with the demo?
That's true, yeah. Maybe I'll just download it again and give the heist one a go and see if it's actually any good.
The thing that got me, though, is the whole grainy, behind-the-shoulder cameraman thing really actually hurt my eyes. And there was no option in the demo to turn it off. I know I've heard that you can do that in the actual game, but I don't know if it will take some things away from it, but I didn't like that graphical.
Did you play the multiplayer?
No, I just played through the story.
I wonder if they had that sort of style for multiplayer.
I think it's in everything, but I'm sure I've heard it in, you can have the option to turn it off.
Right.
But not in the demo, but I didn't like it, it was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't.
And I'm sorry to say, controversial here, I think after playing the demo and actually playing the full games, that Army of Two 40th Day is better than Kane and Lynch do.
Ooh.
Controversial.
That is a bit controversial.
But I like Army of Two.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we both got that and we both played through co-op together. Yeah. It had its flaws, but...
Yeah. But I seem to like every single game, really, or most games. I don't really have I'm not a snob. If I enjoy a game, then I enjoy a game.
Yeah.
And most of the games I enjoy, like Alpha Protocol, which I thought was good, because it gets really bad reviews. But there are some that I draw the line at, like Naughty Bear, which I wish I hadn't bought, but that's now been traded in, so it doesn't matter. But, most games I really do enjoy.
Yeah. But you're no on Kane and Lynch?
No on Kane and Lynch, no.
Fair enough. Another one that I was quite interested in, and I don't think you are, because I had it on the original Xbox 360 when it first came out, was Test Drive Unlimited.
I think I played the demo of it, and it was alright.
Obviously the original one they demoed.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got that when I got my Xbox 360, and I loved it. But, again, I don't know if it's been too long, and obviously with the likes of, you've got the Need for Speed coming out, which could be quite good. And also Burnout Paradise. So that was much the same as Test Drive Unlimited, I think.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if Burnout is going to be much better. That I'm not going to actually be that interested in Test Drive Unlimited 2. Is it 2? I don't know.
Yeah, I believe so.
But again, I'm just interested. I mean, they've listed a lot of the cars that they've got on there, and they've got the big names on there again, as they did in the first game. I just remember the one time in that game where you had that big race, and it was literally a lap around the whole island, and it took you about 45 minutes.
Nice.
Now, obviously, it sounds boring, which after sort of, I mean, you have that space of, you'll start off and then after about 5 minutes you're like, oh, I've still got another 40 minutes to go. But it was always constant, and I don't know if they made the game that way where the computer AI would stay up with you to make the race a bit more interesting.
But that swings the other way if you get to the finish line and they overtake you on the last corner, and you have to do the race again.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, when I say that, they never really, they're not always up level with you, but you can always see one in your wing, in your rear mirror, if you know what I mean. So yes, if you come up to the finish line and you crash, then you're pretty much fucked, but you've always got someone on your tail.
Yeah.
You're never going to be 20 miles ahead of someone breezing along the seafront. So, yeah, that was good. But, again, I don't know if it's going to be purchased or not, but.
Isn't that game just a, kind of, what's the word? A thing to, an extension of your penis, but without having to buy the flashy cars in your life.
Not
have a flashy cars and a massive mansion you can do up and
yes,
all that.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, actually, I forgot about that because you can go around buying houses and
buy all these furniture as well, can't you?
Yeah, you can on the second one. Yeah, and just do it up the way you want it.
Can you do Barbie doll dress up your own person as well?
In the first one, you could buy new outfits. You could go to the big name stores and buy t-shirts from I can't remember what they're called, but they're automotive bike dealers and stuff like that. And they had some good names in there in the first one, which is what I think sold it more. And they've got it again in the second one. So it may work.
Yeah.
May work. We'll see.
Yeah.
Another one that I know we're all pretty excited for is obviously Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, I only played the first one for a bit when I borrowed it off of Here Comes Bod.
Yep.
I just couldn't really get into it. I don't know. Well, at the time, I think it just annoyed me with the whole save system. But I think they've changed it to 3 save slots now, I think, haven't they? But still kind of the same, though, having to go to the toilet to save.
Yeah, but then I suppose that could be any toilet, though, as opposed to just the one toilet across the other end of town.
Is it? I didn't know. I didn't think about that.
Well, I think it is. I think it's just you have to go to a safe place, and that's the toilets to save. But I think I'm much the same as you. The first one, I had it. I played it for a bit. I never finished it.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy. I mean, obviously there's something about slicing people in half and knocking their head off. But I think I'm going to give number 2 more of a go, I think, than the first one.
Who does number 2 work for?
Number 1?
Yeah. But it's the whole co-op thing as well. I know that only one person's story will actually count, but I think the second person does get experience as well, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So that's going to be quite handy, especially playing with Here Comes Bod. So I know he had the original one on the Xbox and got all 1,000 points.
Yeah.
He played that game to death and saved everybody, done every single thing he could do.
Yeah.
So I know, and I know he likes zombie games because he's platinum Resident Evil 5 as well and helped me play through that.
Yeah.
So he's kind of good at kind of grinding and killing zombies.
Yeah.
So to maybe play with him a bit. It's a shame it's only 2-player co-op though, to be honest with you.
Yes, it is a bit. Maybe they could bring out a later update or something like that. Well, mind you, the game's not even out yet, so maybe they could change it before then anyway. I don't know if they will, but.
Or maybe DLC, maybe a new, cut-off bit where 4 of you can do it. Although there is supposed to be a multiplayer, a gladiator kind of style multiplayer, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you've not heard anything about it.
Not the multiplayer, no, not so much about
that. Yeah, it's kind of set up like the Gladiator TV series. I've seen one where you're in massive metal balls. I think they did have a Gladiator game like that one time.
Right.
And you basically, all 4 of you, I think there's 4 people, have to just roll around this big area. It almost does look like Gladiators kind of thing. And just roll over zombies to see who can get the most kills kind of thing. Driving around on dirt tracks with bikes, trying to kill them, and it's a competition kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm definitely going to give it more of a go, more chance than I gave the first one anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, I'm just going to run through the next ones fairly quickly, because, I mean, obviously, Gran Turismo 5.
Yep.
We're all getting that one
probably. If it does come out.
Yes, if it does come out, good point. What else we've got? Little Big Planet 2.
That comes out just before my birthday. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yep.
We both planned them the first one, didn't we?
Yep, both planned that and pretty much done 100% all the DLCs as well, so.
except the newest one, because it's not got trophies, so I didn't bother buying it.
I didn't realise it didn't have trophies.
No, it hasn't. Here comes Bod's bought it, and it doesn't have it now.
God damn.
I think he's done most of it, apart from a few of the multiplayer bubbles, but he's got no one to play them with.
Oh, well. Fair enough. I'm going to pick up Fear 3, because I've always picked
Why?
Up. Because I picked up Fear 1, and I picked up Fear 2, and I love them.
It doesn't matter. You might go out to a club and pick up chlamydia. You don't want to go down and get AIDS next time, do you?
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't like that you're comparing Fear to chlamydia, but... But no, I love those games. I love the horror, first-person shooter kind of game. I know you don't like them because you get scared. Like a little girl.
You can play Singularity. That was quite scary at the beginning.
Yeah, but that's not meant to be a scary film, whereas this, obviously, they deliberately put, you know, the scary stuff in, and I just love it, and I always have, and I'll say, I'll be buying the third one. You can borrow it if you want.
No, you're right, thanks.
Okay.
Isn't that supposed to have a multiplayer as well on it, a two-player co-op story?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
One of you play the ghost, a ghost, and the other play the original guy from the other two.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work, because obviously the first two, you pretty much controlled the bullet time, so to speak.
Yeah.
But from what they show of the third one, obviously the ghost person on flames, he controls the slowdown.
He can pick up people as well for you, so you can shoot them and stuff.
Yeah, so which one would you play? Would you be the one that can slow down?
I'd be the ghost, because then I'll be all right.
Which you can hide away for all the horror.
I'll just go through a wall and hide before you get murdered, and then come back through and teabag you. Ghost style.
God, nice. Well, slow down time. I slowed down teabagging.
Yeah, that's nice. It.
While I was looking at games, there was a couple of games that I know you're excited for.
Your mama? Game? No,
.com? That's not a game. No.
Okay. Yeah.
The X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're looking forward to that. And Get Fit with Mel B.
Isn't that a Kinect game? I'm sure it was a Kinect game.
Oh, it's listed under PS3 as well.
Is it? Okay.
So, you getting them day one?
No.
Okay. You thought about it longer than I thought you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Get Fit with Mel B.
No.
Okay. I think that's pretty much it. For me.
Yep.
You wanna give someone, for the community to play?
Transformers.
Good.
Yep.
I'm gonna say Borderlands.
Yeah, I want Borderlands.
Yeah. So if any of the community jump on and wanna join us in any of those, then feel free to send us an invite.
My name is Murray2011 on the PSN.
Yeah, and I'm obviously Zony Ropia on the PSN.
Yeah.
Send us an invite and just tell us, obviously, that you listen to our show, and then we join you.
Yep. We're going to go through how many trophies we've got since the last show?
Yeah, go through that.
Okay. We'll start at the bottom first with... Bunker Cougar, it was 2 weeks ago we did our show, wasn't it?
Yes.
And he had 718. This week he has 718. So he's made a massive climb in the ranks there. Zero?
Zero. Yeah. Okay.
Here comes Bod, had 700.
Yep.
Last 2 weeks ago. This week he's had, well, the last 2 weeks he got 38 trophies. So now he's actually overtaken Bunker Cougar.
Because you said about the competition.
I know, he claims he doesn't like trophies, but we all know he does.
Yeah. So 38 trophies.
38 trophies in 2 weeks for a pod. It's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
You had 2,741.
Yep.
You now have 2,776, so you got 35 in 2 weeks.
Ooh.
It's not bad.
Bad.
And I had 3,373.
Yep.
And I now have 3,413. So I got 40 in 2 weeks.
God damn you, a trophy whore.
That's not bad.
You are the thing, trophy whore.
I'm not a trophy whore.
Yeah.
I told you, your wife makes me get them.
Anyway, I'm going to wrap up this show.
Yeah. If you'd like to contact us at any point, you can email us at mailbag@theplaystationshow.com.
And obviously, if it's directed to us, just let us know. Put on the
maybe put in the title, you know, PlayStation Show UK, and we'll read out a post.
Or TSUC or TP Suck, whatever they want to call it.
TP Suck, and the P is silent.
Yes.
Always have a silent P.
Silent P. Yeah. It's a bit hard to have a silent P, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe if you sit down. It's not dropping as far, is it?
That's why that's true. Yeah. Okay, that's nice to give our community something to think about.
Yeah, sit down where you pee, make you silent.
Yes. Anyway, I am Zonal Ripper.
I'm Murray 2011.
And we'll see you again soon.